Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is Planning and Zoning Director George Wesselhoff. He's here to talk about the comprehensive plan that was adopted by the City Council at last week's meeting.
So, George, at this week's City Council meeting, the comprehensive plan, almost a year's worth of work and revisions and teaming up with RDG, has in one way come to a close, but has now kind of set forth a motion and plan for the city. Talk about what it means that the plan has been approved.
That's right. This is not the end, but the beginning of the next part, which is the implementation phase of the plan, where the commission and city council will consider over the next year and beyond the various policy and ordinance recommendations that are contained in the plan and really try to set some priorities.
And this plan is something that is both short-term and long-term. The short-term stuff will be covered in the next year or so, but also important to note, and you mentioned it last night, there will be updates and revisions probably every year just because of the length of the long-term project this could eventually end up being.
That's correct. The plan is a 20-year document. It serves as a 20-year vision essentially to 2035. But we need to update it and review it annually to make sure that it's in sync with the current needs of the community.
And we saw some of that implementation in forms of a duplex issue, where in terms of ownership and splitting ownership in duplexes. Why don't you talk about what that issue was at the council meeting and discuss how it relates to the comprehensive plan?
Yes, that's a good point. One of the recommendations that came out of the consultant as part of the comprehensive plan process was diversification of housing options. And along those lines, our current zoning ordinance does not permit a zero lot line setback for a duplex, sometimes called a twin home or single family attached dwelling. And so there was an ordinance that was considered last night by City Council that would allow for a zero lot line interior setback for a duplex, such that you'd have two separate units on separate lots in order to create more options for housing.
And there were some concerns about the idea that how that would shift the way that buildings are demolished or certain level of protections. But what were some of the concerns that were raised at the meeting?
Well, I think some members of the public raised concerns about historic homes and demolitions of older homes in the community. And there is a process actually right now. There's an ad hoc historic preservation committee that's going to be reviewing and recommending proposal to City Council that would establish a historic preservation district. But, you know, as far as current demolition permits, you know, we have a demolition permit process. Someone could purchase a lot, demolish a house now, regardless of whether or not this duplex ordinance is ultimately approved.
And is this perhaps a sign that, well, it's probably a positive sign that at least the comprehensive plan is continuing to move forward, that something so quickly in terms of diversification of homes, something that's extensively covered in the plan, is already starting to see some change and probably was before the plan is even implemented?
Yes, it's very interesting because the person that requested the change to the code actually also served on our comprehensive plan committee, and this was also a specific recommendation, as I said, from RDG, from the consultant. So they're really related, if you will.
So go ahead and just recap then some of the areas the plan will cover. Housing isn't just the only one.
That's correct. The plan also covers land use. There's future land use maps for both the city limits as well as the 2 mile planning area. There's also transportation section and then areas on the downtown, for example.
Where can folks review the plan and have their voice heard like they did at the city council meeting so they have that information available when they go to the city council meeting to know that some of those concerns have been addressed?
The plan will be available on the city website under the Planning and Zoning Department page. That will be updated shortly to reflect the plan that was just adopted by city council.
And in terms of the future of the document, I know we already touched on the idea that there will be annual revisions and things like that. What else is the future of the document? I know that there was a plan, I believe, 7 years ago that was put into place. And what is typically, in terms of future plans, do you typically see from comprehensive plans?
You know, typically there's a land use chapter. That's one of the key sections, because if we have a rezoning, for example, a rezoning application, we look to that chapter for what is the future land use designation for the area in question. So that would be one of the key sections of that and prior plans as well.
And thanks again to George Wesselhoff for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.